Good afternoon, Sun City, Shadow Hills. My name is Barbara Preslak, and I'm a candidate for the HOA board. Let me begin with the bottom line. I want what you want. I want what's best for us, a beautiful community, fiscal responsibility, and full disclosure in a timely manner. My husband George and I moved here in 2011 from the Jersey Shore. We live on Corte Valdemoro. We are full-time residents, and I was a high school math teacher for 35 years. I've often been encouraged to run for the board. However, my husband thought I was crazy. Too much time, why do you want to do this? Well, this July, COVID hit my home and my husband particularly hard. By September, he was in assisted living, and I thought, okay, I'm on my own. What do I want to do? So I completed the necessary paperwork to run. Well, November found my husband home. I welcomed him with, guess what I did? He's put together every sign. Who knew? A tip, a place for mom. What I discovered during this time were the depths of my friendships, the compassion of the community, and the many resources available to us. That is Sun City Shadow Hills. Sun City Shadow Hills is not represented by a few horrendous incidents that have taken place in our community. Nor should we be a community of fines based on the actions of a few, regardless how horrific. Quite frankly, taking one's privileges away, no amenities, might hurt more, if legal. $1,000? Who would pay that? I don't know who these individuals are. However, I don't want them sharing my pool, sitting next to me in an event, period. Yes, let the punishment fit the crime. That should be the result. As residents stated, a clear description of the fines needs to be addressed. How is the number determined? Now, here are three words. One of them doesn't fit, and I'd like you to figure it out. Kindler, gentler, fines. We are a compassionate community, but these fines are heartless. We were promised in a previous campaign, kindler, gentler, fines that match the crime. That disappeared and needs to return. A few outliers do not represent us. Please look at all the fines. $25 reckless driving, but $200 for speeding, and that's just the beginning. Here's what I believe. I agree with a warning for first offense, 3 mile grace, no higher. In fact, we had grace mileage before Big John, but that disappeared. I would also add that any guest should show photo ID. The gate enters the information. Therefore, the resident is out of the picture as the guilty party. For the fine or the warning is mailed to the homeowner that earned such a fine. Again, the only fine I should pay is my own. And if we have this information, contact by mail leaves the resident safeguarded. That's my solution. What I consider my accomplishments are as follows. When we moved here, the Montecito Clubhouse and pool were our only options. In time, the models for Phase 3 opened, as did the Santa Rosa facility. The pool had seating for 14, little patio space, and your resident card was needed for the restroom. I called the HOA president. He met me there where I outlined the changes. It took a year and a half of board meetings, with each having more residents coming to support the effort. The Santa Rosa pool today. The pool chiller, another mission of mine. With a generous donation and board support, we enjoy the summer at the pool. However, even with a generous donation, it was tabled for another month as board support was minimal. Bob Israel and Linda Asen gave us that time. During that month, I was involved sending and receiving a barrage of emails and texts with residents. The rallying of the troops, so to speak. We came as a group, power in numbers, and we finally received board support. My Phase 3 neighbors now see 25-mile-per-hour signs. Before the pandemic, I spoke 3 times regarding this. Again, we were responsible for any guests entering the gates to come to our home, and that includes the fines. I am certainly not responsible for these signs, but I thank the board for finally addressing the issue. I'm active in the community as well. I am presently secretary of the IAC committee. I am completing my second year as president of Lady Putters. I'm a big believer in we. I might be president of Lady Putters, but my board and membership make it successful. I'm simply the mouthpiece. We and us must be in our vocabulary. We need a change. Solution? A different attitude. Fiscal issues are forefront to me. Our dues now $37 may be low in comparison to other communities, but high for us. One majority member wanted $40. Needless to say, Scott and Jerry did not vote for the budget. It was initially stated in the president's message in your annual mailing that the budget was approved unanimously. It was not. A corrected email was then sent to the residents. The HOA insurance expense of $400,000 was never sent to bid. This is an increase of 150% over last year. Is this due diligence? I think not. If this brokerage firm that we use turns out to be the best, fine, but I think we would all be more comfortable if more research had been done. Many residents here are on a fixed income. Every dollar is important, and these expenditures hit hard. Every dollar we save is important. Solution, fiscal responsibility. I play fair, not favorites. I will not appoint friends and families to committees that they're not qualified for. I will not name an event in my name rather than the community I represent. I will not give an award in my name to honor the efforts of others. I will not remove committee members without board approval, as stated in the governing documents. Solution, follow the rules. Community support is vital for our success. However, it's only accomplished with complete transparency. The present majority are relying on executive session rather than public session to discuss and make vital decisions. Why this strategy? We need to stop this and follow state law. A gentleman at the end of January's board meeting questioned why the minutes from executive session were not available. He spent much time researching to no avail. Emails not answered. Kerry then stated all the executive topics from that morning's meeting. A friend of mine, who is a judge, by the way, stated that none of those items needed to be done in executive session. My point exactly. Why does it have to be that information we're entitled to needs to be forced? We should not need to ask. A new board meeting approach was suggested to me, with the people's business first, then the reports. January's meeting ended after 6 p.m., with several residents, including this gentleman, waiting till after 5:30 to speak. At the Meet the Candidates event last Friday, the gym was quite the hot topic. This could have been addressed with a simple e-blast. Again, lack of information in a timely manner. However, as a result of the numerous concerns expressed, a board meeting was held Wednesday, where the board unanimously voted to delay the closing until July. I applaud the board for their response. May I suggest this format? All board members and residents simply sit together and speak once a month or so. This would allow for communication, transparency, and education. The IAC committee, of which I am a member, is responsible for the website and the view. At the last board meeting, we requested a table at the upcoming new homeowners event, specifically to sign up residents for e-blasts, Eventbrite, etc. In other words, information. We were denied by Big John and Kathy on the basis that all committees should be there, all or nothing. We are an educational committee, far different from the others. There are too many plans expressed to the residents, and those are big plans. The first was shadows and a possible nightclub atmosphere. While many of us attended a board meeting regarding funding of shadows and hours, etc., and let me remind you, Jerry and Scott were responsible for many of us attending. Now, that's communication. Quick reminder, Troon suggested a 20% reduction in funding. Our majority board wanted 32. I spoke asking why this occurred. And after discussion with Tyler, Big John said he saw two employees standing around. My thought, no one was sitting down. We just have a different view. Recently, many of us attended a forum on the three projects, the cafe, the RV park, and pickleball. Now, town halls are being scheduled, surveys suggested. I don't want to hear another word until all the facts and figures are in. I have much to learn and will listen to anyone who has factual information to share. I don't know everything. I am an independent person capable of my own opinions. I find my thoughts and concerns align more with Jerry and Scott. But let me assure you, I have a brain and a voice. I'm a big believer in fairness and constructive dialogue. My phone rings, I answer it. An email, I answer it. A text, I answer it. I am not a fan of written assumptions based on what you think you know. It's easy to hit send, but more productive to hit the call button. The solution? Just ask me. Please join Terry and I Monday at 2 o'clock for an ice cream social on the Santa Rosa patio. Meet with us. We would love to meet with you. Talk to us. Let us know what you think and see what we can do. It is my hope that I will be a positive addition to the board. I am ready to work hard, listen, and represent you. May you trust me to do my best and make you proud. As my father said all the time, Barbara, at the end of the day, all you have to call your own is your reputation. I thank you for listening, and I wish you all the best.